एवं परा अभिध्यानेन कर्तित्तं प्रगिते पुमा कर्मसु क्रियमानेषु गुणैरात्मनि मन्नते. Being influenced by, it is not working. Being influenced by the modes of material nature, he is, the living entity is identifying himself with the particular type of material nature, particular modes of material nature. We are getting different types of bodies according to the modes of material nature. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvas. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is also there. Whatever we are doing, we are doing under the spell of material nature. Just like a madman. A madman is insulting his father. Why? Naturally, a man is not supposed to insult his father. But being maddened, sometimes he has seen that insults his father. I went to the Pune lunatic asylum with the father of the patient. The complaint was that the son, his man, was kept in Pune and the lunatic asylum. He would attack his father immediately. His only anger was with his father. So, similarly, as nature is, the father, a son, is respectful to the father. But sometimes in madness, he is not only disrespectful, but he wants to insult actually. And this is quite happening in our daily experience. Similarly, we are sons of the Supreme Personality of God. That is a fact. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarvajoni Sukhanti or Sambhavanti Murtayada. All different types of bodies. They are born of the mother material nature, and I am the seed giving father. This is a fact. These living entities, just like father gives the seed within the womb of the mother, and then the son develops a body from the ingredients supplied by mother's body, and when the body is completely developed, the child comes out with a particular type of body given by the mother. In the same way, we living entities, we are part and parcel of God. So, sa oikhata, the basic information. Sa asijata. We give seeds with a particular part of the body. But Mahavishnu, simply by glancing over the material nature, Mahatattva, he impregnates the material nature with so many living entities. Sa asijata, sa oikhata. These are the information. The Supreme Personality can give birth through his eyesight. He doesn't require to use his genital. Because we get information from Brahma Samhita. Angani jasa sakalendriya bhitti manti Pashanti, Panti, Kalayanti, Chiram Jaganti, Ananda Chinmayarasa. This is a description in the Brahma Samhita. We can see only with our eyes, but the Brahma, Parabrahma, Vishnu, he can beget children also with the eyesight. We can eat with our mouth, tongue, but Krishna can eat by seeing. Sometimes the argument is put forward by the atheist class of man that you are offering foodstuff to the deity, but well, he has it eaten, and the foodstuff is still lying there. Children may be taken out. So, he does not know the atheist class man that Krishna can eat simply by seeing. He has eaten everything. And again he has left everything. Punnasya punnamadaya punnameva bhushu. This is Krishna's eating. He can eat the whole foodstuff and he still remains as prasadam for distribution to the devotee as it is. So the atheists cannot see it. They think that it is lying there. It is lying. But no, that is not fact. Krishna has eaten. And Krishna simply is seeing by the eyes, he has eaten. It is a great science one has to learn. So we are all sons of God. This is a fact. Either I am human being or demigod or cat or dog or tree or plants or insect, anything, all living entities. Krishna says, Sarvajoni. Sarvajonisu means all different forms or species of life. As many living entities there are all my sons. I am the sibling father. Or they are all my sons. This is our relationship. Actually, this is our relationship with Krishna. And as a father and son relationship means, the son may live at the cost of the father. Father has got immense property they can enjoy, but they must remain very obedient to the father. Very natural. Then he is happy. If the father is a very rich man, he has got all the resources, and if the son is obedient, then where is trouble? Is there any trouble? Father wants simply, father is ready to give all the property to the sons. That is natural inclination. And the son's duty is to just to become obedient to the father. But that too you have rebelled. No. Why should I be obedient? That's what he says, evang paravidhyani nakottitang prakite puma. All the living entities in this material world, they are thinking that I am proprietor, I am supreme, I can do anything, whatever I like. There is no question of accepting any authority of God. These are primitive thoughts. We are self-sufficient. That means he is speaking all nonsense under the influence of tradition. He is a rascal, number one. Just like a madman speaks so many things full of rascaldom. Nobody cares for. Similarly, when a devotee sees that a non-devotee atheist is claiming so many things for himself without giving credit, even big swamis are teaching that why you are giving credit to God? The communists also, there are big swamis, they also say like that you are working hard, you have got some good result, why you are giving credit to God? These things have been taught. And the atheist also says, I have worked hard, I have achieved this nice result, it is due to my labor. But when he is in loss, then the credit goes to God. Bhagavan Ichha Chalagas. When he gets something, that is his credit. And he loses something, that goes to the responsibility of God. Why God has created so much trouble? Why God has so many things? So this is fullness. Kaya Abhijita. This is called spell of Maya. So under the spell of Maya, paravidhyane kottittam, he becomes independent and talks all nonsense. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarva. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarva. Ahankara vimuratma kattaham iti mannati. Actually, he is being pulled by the material nature. Like dog, chain. He has to do according to the master's desire. Similarly, we are also chained by the prakriti, material nature. And we are being forced to act according to the dictation of the material nature. but ahankara vimudatma. Because he's dealer, he's thinking, you'll find in the beach so many dogs. They are very proudly jumping and thinking they are high about full independence. But actually he is dependent. So every one of us, we are dependent on Prakriti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described the constitutional position of the living entity. When Sanatana Goswami inquired, what is the constitutional position of us? Yes. It is a fact. This is interesting. It is a fact that we are under the control of the material nature, jaivijhishagunami, mamo, maya, and we are acting under the control of material nature. However great scientist I may be, however great politician, prime minister I may be, but when nature will say, please get out, we have to do it. You cannot, by your so-called scientific method, you can say, no, I shall remain, who can drive me out? That is not possible. So, this is a fact that they are defying the authority of God. They say, what is the use of accepting God? Because foolish. They're like the communist class man. They say, the religion is the cause of fall down of the human society. Religion. Therefore, they're very much against religion. When I was in Moscow, at the airport, my custom checking was being done, so they found out on Bhagavad Gita. So immediately the custom officer called police. So I thought, now my destiny is finished. Because I know that these people send anyone to some unknown place. You cannot question. In our country that is also coming very soon. Anyone, government can send anywhere. So, the policeman, two policemen came. So, they saw the Bhagavad Gita. Of course, by Krishna's grace, they said, oh, no, there is nothing dangerous. They can go. This is the country, Moscow. I have got practical experience in going there. And always has this. And the people in general, they're very unhappy. Very unhappy. Because they have no freedom. A young man cannot go out of the country. So, they may advertise so much that so far I have got experience. The most wretched country. Everyone is there. And they're not very prosperous, not rich. Comparing to the other cities of Europe, or America, Moscow is a very poor city. Anyway, this defines the authority of God. This is our main material disease. That is explained. Evam pararid dhyane no kottittam. This foolishness. Kottittam. He is completely under the control of material nature. Still he is thinking, I am free, I am the master, I can do anything, whatever I like. There is no need of accepting the authority of God. This is called Maya. Maya mohita. Krihi gunamai bhavi mohita. Na vidyanati mameva paramabhayam. These rascals, they are bewildered by the three kinds of material modes of nature. Pirhi gunoi, bhavai, mohitam, navijanati, mameva param. They cannot understand that in the background of everything, there is the supreme authority of God. This is polytheism. Although they are being kicked every moment by the modes of material nature. They are feeling that I am under the control of some power, superior power. That is appreciated. Death, janma mrityu jara vyadhi, they are trying to stop the birth control, but still the statistics is every second or every moment, every 3 minutes, there is one population increase. So this is janma. Similarly, mrityu. Mrityu means death. So there are so much scientific improvement, medicine and technology and so many things, but who can check mrityu, death? Even the scientists cannot. Big scientists, why do they not manufacture something that as soon as I am dead, please inject this medicine, I will come out of there. No, that is not possible. So you cannot solve the problem of janma, or you cannot solve the problem of mrityu. You cannot solve the problem of being old, invalid, disease. Then where is your solution of problems? But still that proud, we have advanced. What you have advanced? The real problem are there. Nobody go and solve. Try the history of the whole world. There have been so many big empires. The Roman Empire, the British Empire, the Mughal Empire. But where are those empires and what are those emperors? When I go to Agra, I pass through the fort and they show here the emperor Shah Jahan lived, here the emperor. Where is the Shah Jahan? Now, the place is there. Similarly, in France, in the park, there is Napoleon's statue, Napoleon and France, the identity. And you ask them, France is here, but where is Napoleon? So, this is going on, foolishness. So many foolish persons, full of, and they are controlling this material world. Therefore, it is a very precarious condition. Andhaja than vai rupaniyamana stekisha tantra kurudami baddha. Ishatantra, just like if your hands and legs are tied very fast with some rope, and if you say, I am independent, what is the meaning of it? If your hands and legs are tied up by strong rope, and still you think that you are independent, has it got any meaning? Similarly, we are tied up by the stringent rules and regulations of the material nature so fast, and still we think that we are independent. Is that very sanity on this? No. Even in your eating process, you are so much tied up by the rules and regulations that if you eat little more than you can digest, then there will be some disease immediately. Immediately there will be indigestion, diarrhea, you will have to suffer. If you enjoy, when you are youthful, too much sex life, then after a few days you will be impotent, no more sex life. In this way, we are simply tied up by the rules and regulations of the material nature, and still we are defying the authority and thinking I am independent. This is the Daskalya, Mura. They have been describing the Bhagavad Gita as Mura, all Daskalya. You cannot control the laws of material nature, and you are thinking you are independent. And the laws of material nature means material nature is the agent. Real conductor is Krishna. Krishna says, Maya dhakshina patiti siyate sa characharam hitunani na kauntiya jagadvi parivattati. So, behind the material nature, there is God. Under His direction, material nature is working. Chayeva dasya bhuvanani vibhakti durga. Durga, the material nature, power, is working just like chaya, shadow. So, in this way, there is a Bengali verse, Pishachi paile jano moti channa hoy, mayagrasta jiver sei dasa upoja. Pishachi, ghost, witch, there is some haunting of ghost, and when a man is ghostly haunted, he speaks so many nonsense, mayagrasta. Pishachi paile jano moti bhranta hoy. Similarly, under the spell of Maya, we defile everything. Where is God? Can you show me God? He's seen every state, God. God is explained in the Bhagavad Gita how you can see God in every state. If you learn how to see God, that is taught in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, Jasoham apsu kaunteya prabhasin sasu sujya. God is speaking that he tried to see me in this way. What is that? When you taste the water of, the taste of the liquid, water or anything, rasoham apsu kaunteya. That taste is so, you want to see God, but you are tasting so many liquid things. Why don't you see the real is God? The taste is God. God is teaching. He learned how to see God. Your this blind eyes, how you can see God now? You try to see God in this way, as God says. Rasoham apsu kauntiya prabhasmi sasu sujaya. Now, if you actually, a philosophical minded man is there, if you simply make research, where from this nice taste came in the water? He can see God. Because ultimately he has to come to God. If he researches, make research where from the sunshine came, you can say the sunshine is coming from the sun glow. But further research work, you cannot go in there. But if you are actually student, philosophical minded, if you make darshan, philosophy means darshan. Darshan means seeing. See more. And that's where you will ultimately come. Rishara parama, then he will come to this conclusion. Bhavanam janvanam ante jnanamān māṁ prabhadyate. If you are actually serious student, research worker, then after executing research was for many, many births. When you are actually wise, jnanavan, then you will surrender to Krishna. The Vasudeva Sarvamiti sa Mahatma Sudhir. So this is the way. But this rascals infatuated by false ego and under the spell of material nature, being kicked by material nature, thinking that he is kattikarta, kartaham iti mannate, kattitam. We have made so much advance in the charge, so much scientific advancement, this and that, so many things. No, it is not possible. Without God's hand, you cannot do anything. Sarvasya chaham rilisannivishta matta smriti jnanam apohananja. A scientist working very hard to find out some chemical or some physical thing. But there are many others working. But unless Krishna from within gives his proper intelligence, he cannot invent the particular thing. That's not possible. Krishna gives his intelligence. Matta smriti jnanam apuhanam. Two scientists working. One has become successful and one is not successful. Why? Both are working very hard. The one is favored by Krishna and the other is not favored. Otherwise, how you can explain? If material knowledge is sufficient, both of them working hard to find out the truth of a scientific discovery. But one is able to find out, another is not able, then how you can explain this discrepancy? The only explanation is that one is favored by Krishna and the other is not favored. Actually, it so happened, you know, this Marconi's invention of wireless telegram. So, Marconi and many other scientists were working on this line. One of them was Sir Jagadish Chandra Bose. So, this was explained by Sir Jagadish Chandra Bose in a meeting. I was a boy at that time in Calcutta. That they were discussing, Marconi and Dr. Bose, Sir Jagadish Chandra Bose, about this waves. So, actually, Dr. Bose discovered this wireless. The Marconi heard it from Bose and immediately published in the paper. And the British government gave him preference. Then he became the inventor of this wireless telegram. But actually it was Dr. Bose. So that means you have favor. Krishna gave him intelligence. Now you take this opportunity. That's the theory explained by Dr. Bose and he published it. He did the name. Nittamātra-bhava-sambhu-sācha. This is the explanation. One is working very hard, day and night, and another is enjoying the result. Why? That is, prakitekhyamānāni, guṇyam-kṣatmāni, karmāni sarvasa, aṅkāra. You may think that you are doing, but you are under the control of the material nature. And the material nature is controlled by the Supreme Personality of God. Therefore, ultimately, you are controlled by the Supreme Personality of God. But being spelled by the material nature, he is thinking that evaṁ parāvidhyāne na prakṣitaṁ prakṣite tvāṁ karmasu kriyamānesu gunai rātmani mannate. Ātmani gunai. We have infected some prakriti, some guna from quality of the material nature. We are acting in that way. At the present moment, the material life means we are all working under the spell of this material nature. Gunai. So, I have got this body, Indian body, I'm thinking, I'm Indian, my duty is like this, like that. One is born in America, he's thinking like that. One is born in dog family, he's thinking like that. One is born in cat family. In this way, different varieties of body and different varieties of thinking. Different varieties of body, it is due to the body. So, karmasu kriyamanesu, we do actually, according to the body, or according to the temperament, karmasu kriyamanesu gunai, and that is spelled by this material nature, and I am identifying myself in that way. I am this, I am that, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, I am Brahman, I am American, I am Christian. Yes. Gunai Karmani Sarvasa. So this is our conditional life. Because Kapil Dev is speaking on the subject matter of Atma Darshan. So if we identify like that, that I am American, I am Indian, I am Brahman, I am Kshatri, or I am cat and dog, then we shall continue this life, this conditional life, by the material nature. We shall continue forever, nityabaddha. Forever. Forever means we cannot calculate how long we shall continue. It is not nitya actually, but because I do not know from whence it has begun, neither I know when it will end. That's what is called nityabaddha. Nityabaddha. So we are nityabaddha, eternally bound up by this laws of material nature. And we are wandering throughout the universe according to karma. Uddham gacchanti sattvata. If we work on the satogun, gunai karmani, we will be chitra. There are so many varieties. So, we may go sometimes up to Brahmaloka. That is not very difficult. But, abrahma bhupana lokan punaravasti no. Either you go to Brahmaloka, Pataloka, or any loka, this form or that body. You will have to go through these four principles of material condition, birth, death, old age, and disease. That is not possible to overcome. That is why you can overcome only Mami Vada Prabhupada Mayami. There the conclusion is that instead of serving under the spell of material nature, let us immediately transfer our position to become the original. Original means the eternal servant of God, Krishna. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jivir Sarupaya Nitya Krishna Das. That is our constitutional position. We are eternal servant of God, Krishna. So, if we take to it immediately, Krishna says also, Mame Vida Parvadante Maya Metam Saransite. The spell of Maya we can overcome if we immediately take the instruction of Krishna, that he said, you surrender to me and I shall give you all protection from the sinful reaction of your life. So, that is our business. Immediate. But we do not know. There is no such education. Nati vidu sarthagatim hi Vishnu. We do not know what should be the aim of education, aim of life. They do not know it. Because they are builder, prayas hanmahito jiva, apanam tidunatmakam manuti, apanam sanmahito jiva, being builder, being captivated, jayas hanmahito jiva, the maya, the material energy, being captured and builder by jayas hanmahito, apanam tidunatmakam. He's thinking that I am identified with the three gunas. Somebody is thinking that I am Brahmana, the most pure, most exalted person in the human society. This is satogun, trigunatmaka. Somebody is identifying himself with the satogun, somebody is identifying himself with the rajogun, somebody is identifying himself with tamagun, or somebody is identifying with the mixture. So in this way, bring on. Jaya sanmahita jiva. Vyasadeva said, Jaya sanmahita jiva. Atmanam trigunatmakam. Manute anartham. So, anartham, some useless purpose of life. Anartham. So, Vyasadeva recommended, or Sutta Goswami said, অনর্থ উপশমম সাক্ষাৎ ভক্তি যোগম মধুকরি। ইফ ইউ ওয়ান্ট টু গেট আউট অফ দিস অনর্থম আনওয়ান্টেড পারপাসলেস লাইফ অফ ম্যাটেরিয়াল এক্সিস্টেন্স, দ্যাট ওয়ান শুড ফার্স্ট অফ অল আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড দ্যাট দিস ম্যাটেরিয়াল এক্সিস্টেন্স ইজ অনর্থম। অনর্থম মিন্স পারপাসলেস লাইফ, ইটস নো পারপাস। Real purpose should be how to get out of the spell of materialness. That is real purpose. They do not know. They do not know. They are taking very seriously some temporary purpose of life, which is the change, with the change of body. Now, as human being, I am manufacturing so many purposes of life. But as soon as the body is changed, and I get the body of a cat or dog or tree, the whole purpose is changed. Therefore it is purposeless life, anartham. There is no meaning of this purpose, because everything will change if you change at your birth. Therefore we do not desire to think of that we have got next life. They therefore deny, there is no next life. Hey, this life is finished. A foolish life, that is not. Anartha one, in order to get out of this anartham, purposeless life, anartham upasamam, upasamam means cutting down or finishing, upasamam, finishing. Anartha upasamam sat-sat bhakti yogam adhokhaji. If you want to be free from this purposeless, useless life, then you have to engage yourself in the bhakti yugam adhokhaji, to the supreme. Anartha upasamam sakshat bhakti yugam. Sakshat, direct. You may have many other means to become free from this useless, purposeless life. There may be karma, jnana, yoga, but that is indirect. That is not actually factual. Suppose a poor man is trying to get out of this condition, poor condition. He becomes a rich man. So that is also purpose. From poor man to become rich man, it is also purpose. Because today you are rich man, again you will become poor man. Punak punak chadvita tarvanana. Chewing the chew, sometimes poor man, sometimes they practically see a man in our present, he was very poor man, he became rich man, and again his everything business failed, again become rich poor man. So this kind of poor man, rich man, sometimes Brahma, sometimes sand, sometimes cast down, this is all purposeless life. Purpose, real life is eternal, blissful life, Satchitananda Vigraha. That should be our aim of life. So if you want that life, and if you want to get free from this purposeless life, anartha upasamam sat-sat bhakti yogam adhokhati, then you have to take to bhakti yogam, transcendental loving service to the Lord. That is called bhakti yogam. People do not know. Therefore, Sudha Goswami says, Lokasya ajanataha. These people, they do not know it. How to get out of this purposeless life? Anartha samam sakshat bhakti yugam adhokhaji. Lokasya ajanataha. The people, general people, they do not know it. Neither they are interested. Because they are so fools. So, lokasya ajanata vidyan chakri sartata samhita. Vidyan, that's the vidyan. He compiled this Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam amalam puranam. If you read Srimad Bhagavatam,